look to that steed.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're back. They said we would never be back. Nick, you'd never guess who tried to stop us from being back this week.
I got a pretty good guess, Brett.
Tom Maslin.
Yes. Tom Maslin.
Oh, my God. What a fucking crumb of a bloke. How dare he? Pick us up. Take us up for a beautiful day on the mountain. Mm. Drive us up and down the tracks, dropping us off. And then made me crash. Had nothing to do with my skill or ability.
Yes.
I'm blaming Tom Maslin.
Yes, man. Yeah, it was awesome. Tom Maslin took us to Fox Creek, just near Adelaide, near the Adelaide Hills there. Oh. Man, what a fantastic track.
Now, if you don't know Tommy, Tommy's a pro rider. We met him last year when we were at the Adelaide Fringe, and we went for a ride together then, and this time, I think didn't you burst your tire on the first corner? I fucking love that
tire. Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, fucking burst my tire. Possibly the most frustrating bloke to talk to in terms of you're a really, really good rider. And he's like, yeah, I just started doing bodyfit class. Thought I should get my fitness up. And hits the cans and still rides just like a freak. You're like, man, there was a time when I practiced.
He's like us with skill and ability.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's fucking crazy. Well, I was going to exercise classes like nearly every day. Not a week before, probably the week out from Adelaide, I was going three or four times a week. And, I mean, I wasn't riding the bike that much, but he was like, I haven't ridden in ages. And, man, there was just times when I was following him and he would just disappear.
Yeah.
Disappear.
Yeah, you know? So I did three runs.
Yeah.
And then I stupidly forgot my knee pads and my elbow pads and fucking my arm. Like, what a fucking idiot.
Yeah.
And I may or may not have had unlimited Bundy rums the night before.
You were so wounded, man. It was hilarious. You were fucked.
I was fucked.
Yeah.
To the point where I said, Nick, can you drive the car? Because I've got to put a Band-Aid on. And I was like, I legally can't drive this car. I'm still maggot.
I've got to put a Band-Aid on.
I was like, I didn't want to say I was still drunk because you'd be disappointed in me. You know what I mean? Because I've wrecked the day. And I was like, by the time we get there, I'll have a coffee in me.
Yeah.
You'll be fine. Go down the first track with Tom and like, I'm still on the hardtail and it's like, it's a fast track and I'm loving it. But I'm like, I feel so fucking sick right now. I'm going to fucking yak.
Yeah, I want to save it, man, for another episode. Maybe we should do this next episode on a video.
Mm.
I want to research the guy who built this track.
Yeah.
Because Maslin gave us the name of the guy. So it's basically this guy in Adelaide. He was one of the leading downhill mountain bikers back in the day. And they got him. He built like a couple of just insane jumps.
Yeah,
like fully insane jumps. And they were like, okay, we'll do this really big one for a magazine cover. And he's like, yeah, no problem. I'll do it. And then he did the jump, cleared it, got the photo. And they're like, hell yeah. And he's like, I'll just do it again, just so I got it dialed. Did it again, overstepped the ramp, landed it still, but then broke his back.
Oh.
So he...
The way Tommy said it was like he landed on his feet, but it was just so much force that it just went through his body.
Yeah, man. Yeah, brutal. However, you and I are riding on this track, man, that Fox Creek track, and it was so good because it was safe and it was wide and it was still heaps of fun. Like, it wasn't still for, like, you know, you just ride on an easy track.
Well, that's like, why he made it wide, because he made it so he could get his, you know, the two.
Yeah.
He still rides even though he's in a chair. He rides in one of those little two things.
Yeah, he rides in those, what is it, those, like, paraplegics use them. It's like a mountain bike, like a wheelchair. It's got two wheels out the front and one big dirt bike tire on the back.
And was Tommy saying he designed that as well, did he?
He designed that track.
Oh, cool.
He designed that whole of Fox Creek. Yeah, right. So, and he said they race on it, and he said he watches them and they fucking fly. down this thing.
Well, I said to him, I was like, man, it's, you know, of course those dudes fly. It's not like you can break your neck twice, you know?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, you
yeah,
probably
yeah.
can. I don't know. Yeah, I'm not a doctor. Man. Yeah.
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 Don't, guys, don't, yeah, don't take that for verbatim or whatever.
You
yeah.
can still become a quadriplegic.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Maybe, guys, I may be wrong and my medical opinions are off this week.
But, man, incredible track. And you and I, yeah, after you took a bit of a fall, you were fucked and I could see you were fucked. And
well,
then
before that, three spews. Had to stop yeah. three times and vomit in my mask. I pulled over and like yacked it, and I was like, I'll try and catch up to Kappa so he doesn't think what's like I'm vomited. And then I get to the bottom, and I think you just saw me in the bushes just heaving.
Mm-mm. I was like, usually he's behind, but not this far behind. No.
Fuck off. Fuck off.
Nah, man, it was so sick. And then I went with Tommy down a fucking... Well, Tommy's like, oh, look, this track's a lot of fun, but hey, boys, why don't we step it up a little bit? Put a little bit of... Because the first track was like fun tabletops,
yep.
awesome corners, and then this one got a bit more technical with like crazy drops and shit like that.
Was that the one I did do or didn't do?
No, it's the one you did do where you fell off.
Oh, man, that one was fun because he goes to the yep. right and then... Because he was trying to, like, which is great, which I like. He's like, all right, the next bit coming up is this, 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 and this.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, cool. You know what I mean? So you know what to prepare for. But as we're doing that, a guy zooms past, and I try and get off the path, and I just step off a cliff and just go straight down the side. And I was like, and I've already vomited three times. I'm like, this is not my day.
Yeah.
And then there was a section. He goes, man, Kappa got through this crazy section, but then crashed at the easiest part. And I was like, classic Kappa. And then I come around the corner and I was like, why is Tom there? And he stopped and he was around the corner to say, hey, this is the fucked bit. And as he's like goes to say, this is the fucked bit, I don't even get to the fucked bit. I crash before the fucked bit and then roll down the fucked bit. And like I'm like spaghettied in my bike. The fucking thing's ripped like near my fucking knee. I've still got this disgusting manky scar on
man,
my
man, that I didn't see that one before. That is deep.
It's so deep. Yeah,
fucking
yeah.
hell,
yeah.
dude.
Yeah, and it looks infected. I should probably yeah. put something on there. And then I'm like, and my elbow's all fucked up and I'm just getting dragged face first down. I'm like, oh, please stop like sliding. I'm like, oh, and I was like, where did Kappa crack? Where was that hard bit that Kappa did that you're talking about? And he's like, oh, the bit you went face first down. I was like, fuck, he beat me. I'm so dark.
Yeah, man. Yeah, yeah. It was an awesome bit, like crazy drop. And I managed to do it. And then I'm like fully on cloud nine. Like there was a couple of bits where Maslin's like, fuck, dude, that was awesome. And I'm riding down. I'm feeling like I'm the king. Then we get to this.
Praise from Caesar.
Then we get to the flat bit. We're riding along this flat bit, and I just, like, Maslin's hauling along. I'm going behind him. Took a wide, flat corner, and somehow I just slipped over.
But cause the first crash you had was on a straight bit as well.
That's it. Yeah,
that's that one there?
Yeah, yeah, just that wide,
right,
flat one.
Right, right, okay. That one, I was like, okay. And then I'm in the car licking my wounds because I'm all bloodied up and whatever, and I'm like, oh, fuck, I fucking ruined today.
Oh, no, that was...
Then you did one after, didn't you?
Then I did one after.
So you guys did one more track and I was like, I'm done. I'll drive the car.
Yeah.
And then what was that track like? Was it insane?
Man, it was really cool because you and I were kind of prepared for this because Maslin prepared me for it. He's like, man, a lot of this stuff is off camber. So like off camber, which means it's on a slope.
Yeah.
So he's like, man, don't go the lower one and try to take it a bit fast because... then you've got no room to fall. Try to take the higher one because at least if you fall over, you can fall onto the lower track.
Yeah.
You can kind of slide down.
Yeah.
He's like, but if you go slow and you go low, then you got nowhere to go.
Okay.
So you kind of fuck.
God, he's quite the rhymer. If you go slow and go low,
yeah, he was
to
rapping
go.
To me.
Fuck was he,
Maslin
dude.
He was rapping.
He had a little do-rag and shit on. Yeah, yeah. I'm Tommy Maz.
Man, and then... And then I took him, and it was cool because we encounter a lot of stuff off camber on the motorbikes.
Yeah.
You know, especially in Tasmania and stuff, where you're just riding along the side of a hill.
I hate that, by the
way. Yeah.
I hate it so much.
And you and I did it a fair bit in lockdown and stuff.
Yeah.
When we were riding around the river here.
Yeah.
So he was actually like, man, that was really good. Like, I was eating it up. Yeah. Despite the warning you gave me. And then I was just when I was feeling invincible.
Yeah.
There was this really big drop. And I got off the off camber, did the big drop, front tire burst, and then I went straight over the bars.
Yes.
I was like, fucking hell. Like, I was going to come out of this unscathed. I was so confident with the big drops. And then that happened. And I walked away from it, rode Tommy's bike down. He rode my bike down with a pop front tire, but he just kept the front wheel up the whole time, which is insane.
Which is cool as
fuck.
Which
is so cool.
I mean, if I was out, I would have done the exact same thing.
Yeah, yeah. Get down, man. And I'm like, oh, look, I fell over on my side when I took that flat corner. I rolled over the bars, but I'm fine. Man, so that was, what, 4 days ago, like last Saturday? Today, the last 2 days, it's hurt to sneeze.
Are you sure you haven't cracked a rib?
Man, I reckon I've cracked a rib or something. No, I haven't cracked a rib. It's just muscle, whatever. It's fucked. Yeah.
Man, it's that real. Was so, because I drove you boys up to the top of the hill, go down, and I'm waiting, and like, normally you wait 5 minutes, then that's it. And then it got to the 10, 15 minute mark, and I was like, ooh, someone's gone down.
Well, we got lost as well, so.
Right.
But yeah, man, that was a great day. Fox Creek, man.
But you know what the best part was? I mean, I was still fucking hungover, and I was like, we got to go get a beer. And then we went, there's that fucking vineyard place there that does beer.
Oh.
Man, I could have sat there forever.
Yeah.
Never left.
Anderson Vineyard.
If you're in the area, like it's a vineyard, obviously, so it's got a little bit of wank to it, but they got two beers on tap, which were great, and the people were lovely. And we just sat there, and I was like, man, I never have to move again.
Yeah.
I could just sit here till like 12 o'clock at night till I fall off this chair.
Dude. Adelaide is so great.
Man, I love it.
You and I had the best time ever there. It was the best, man. That night we did Brew Dudes. Brett was back in fine form, despite being hungover. He was chugging them.
I was chugging them there. But man, my leg was like, I know what it's like to be a person with fat thighs, because I had so much water in my knee, like my knee was jiggling when I walked, like a little fatty.
Oh, dude.
It was rank, man.
Oh, man.
I was like, you know what, get rid of it. I was like, I was still feeling bad for myself, but I had like two vodka Red Bulls, and I was like, I'm fucking back, dude.
Yeah. You were back. You were really back, because you and I did Brew Dudes, and then we went for a Korean meal. And I was drinking soju, and I'm like, I got to slow down because I got to do a 1 hour show in fucking 45 minutes. And then I went to the show, and I'm like, this is going to be a disaster. I'm not that drunk. I'm just tipsy.
Yeah.
But man, that's when you fuck up and stuff. And age old story, Brett, the best show of the run.
And then you never learn. You go,
I'll never learn.
I'll get maggot again. Yeah. Man, I think I had two perlers after that, but I didn't stop drinking. I was like,
I met back up with you, Maslin, and Maslin's girlfriend. Sally. Yeah.
They're so fucking nice.
So nice, mate. Went to, met up with you guys at this other disaster gig, and then we're drinking. Sally goes to the toilet. And then just comes back with a bleeding forehead.
It was so funny. We're like, are you okay?
It was the funniest thing ever.
And she's like, I was brushing my hair, and she has like long nails, and she went to brush her hair, and it got her right in the center and just cut her head open. And we're just like, I don't know her that well, but like, I've only met her a couple of times. I'm like, fuck this. We're just like, even Maslin was like, check out Harry Potter over here. And we're just all like piling on. I was like, I'm so sorry. If you're ever in Melbourne, you guys can come stay with me.
Yeah, man. It was so good, man. It was so funny.
Then we did kind of a lap. We just kept drinking at different places. It was so fucking good.
Oh, it was great, man. It was incredible. And then did a couple of shows, went home, and then the next day got up. Did it all again, Brett.
Sunday?
Yeah, helped Sammy's brother put together his pool table.
Man, my favorite time, Adelaide every year.
Yeah.
We've always got to go help out Sammy's brother. What's his name again?
James.
James is the best dude ever, but he's like a full bloke.
Full bloke.
The most blokey bloke. He's in his shed. We helped him do the retaining wall last year. This year we had to move a pool table for him. He's got nothing much to say, no emotion, but the barbecue's ready to go because you're doing something for him. The beers are on. And like, we literally lifted two things for him. And then it was like, all right, well, you boys earned 10 beers. And then we started drinking beers. And like, I think I had 2 pints and 4 beers and realized none of us have even had breakfast.
Yeah, none of us had breakfast. I was absolutely fucking stonked.
Oh.
And then Sammy's like, let's go to a winery after this. I said, mate, I'm done. And then we still went to a winery.
Yeah, you looked dead in the eye. I was like, man, it's their day. Yeah. You're just going to have to push through.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was like, come on, pep up. And then we were like, let's, I know we'll change this. A wine tasting where they gave us so much fucking wine.
It was incredible.
It was like we had 5 glasses of wine when
it
we were there.
It was so insane, man.
And that fucking politician, Christopher Pine, rocked up. It was random.
It was so weird, man. Adelaide truly is the best. Everyone is so nice to you. Man, look, I'm going to go out on a limb here. I don't mean to pigeonhole people or whatever, right? But I live near Victoria Street in Melbourne. There's a lot of Vietnamese, Chinese restaurants there, right?
Yeah.
And famously, you go in there, they don't say hello. They're like, what do you want? Here it is.
Fuck
and
off.
You keep going because the food is so outstanding and so cheap that you keep going back.
They got you.
Yeah, they got you. And you go, I've got no problem with it, to be honest.
I'm a piece of shit. Look, that's how I deserve to be spoken to.
The food here is good. What more do you fucking need?
Yeah.
Shut up.
Eat it.
Shut
Fuck
up.
Off.
Drink out of a plastic cup.
Fuck off.
Watch the TV. Fuck off.
You want a fork, you Western cunt? Go over there and get it yourself and clean it. Yeah.
Went to a Chinese restaurant in Adelaide. The nicest lady I've ever met.
Yeah. And probably better food.
Yeah, it was insane, dude.
Even that Korean place we go to, it was a bit slow. It was busy that day, but it was such good food.
Oh, once it picked up, man, it was wild. It was well worth the wait, wasn't it? It was just, Adelaide's incredible, man. It was so hard. You and I are helping Sammy's brother. So for the listeners out there, we want to paint the picture. He's got a really nice house. He works FIFO, 5 days on, 5 days off.
In his own house, he's got his own little brewery and he makes his own kegs. He's living the dream.
Yeah, and then you go down to his shed, which is fucking this bigger than both of our houses.
Combined.
Yeah.
Insane.
And he's got a Suzuki Jixa that's absolutely pristine. He's got, he's put together a pool table. He's brewing his own beer. And I'm like,
fire pit in the shed.
Dude,
love it.
I'm out. I'm out of comedy. I'm moving to Adelaide.
Man, we should just move to Adelaide. We can be the kings of Adelaide.
Man, I'm doing Adelaide. I'm getting FIFO. I'm doing FIFO.
FIFO and, man, sometimes I think I really, really made it a wrong decision pursuing the arts.
Man, I think so.
Yeah, I really think so. I'm like, man, wouldn't it be nice to have a house with a shed that you own? And I'm like, you know, because you're in a rental at the moment. We've just helped you move houses. This is a nice little segue. And fucking, you moved to this beautiful part of Abbotsford. And it's such a nice house. And then fucking, what do you find out? A day later, fucking renters getting fucked over as usual. What's happening?
Today they're like, oh, we're going to have some people come over because we have to re-stump the house.
Re-stumping a house is not an easy job. They have to pull up the floorboards. They have to fucking jack up the fucking house. They got to dig out all the old stumps. It's a fucking monumental task. And it's like they just got you in as tenants. Wouldn't they do that first, then let you in?
It's fucking insane.
It's insane.
It's driving me wild.
Because I went to the front room when I was helping you move and I was like, God, this wall's fucking a bit.
Yeah, yeah.
And Caitlin's like, I've just found out they need to re-stump it. That's why it's falling. And I was like, man, re-stumping's a big job.
Oh, dude. It's
wood floors. You have to pull it all up.
Everyone I've told, they've been like, why didn't they just wait? And I'm like, yeah, I don't know either.
Man,
why?
You said it perfectly before. Like, we always, as comics, we're always like, man, we're shitting on boomers, we're shitting on fucking landlords, and you're like, we say it with a bit of thing and whatever, but this one, you're literally like, why the fuck would you do that? Do you want money? So you're literally in day one, and then someone's coming over to get quotes on re-stumping. It's, are you that greedy that you can't even wait 2 months?
Dude.
Have the house empty for 2 months, as opposed to inconveniencing, like, a young couple who are trying to fucking get a go, you know?
Yeah, man. It's like, it's totally insane. As I was telling you, as you know, with my stand-up, I always try to take a different perspective. Everyone in stand-up shits on boomers and fucking real estate agents. I'm like, look, boomers worked really hard. They didn't eat fucking at restaurants for like 30 years.
Parents never went out for dinner.
They went out, never had any luxuries, you know. Our parents had it pretty hard. But, you know, house pricing is fucking more expensive. And then real estate agents, of course you're going to be a prick if you've got to deal with fucking investment boomers that are tight asses and fucking
scumbags.
Renters
yeah.
that complain about rent yet spend their money on cocaine each weekend.
Yeah.
You know,
and then
of
none
course
of these
you're going to be a prick.
Yeah, people ring up and go, oh, my tap's drinking. Like, fix the washer
yeah,
yourself,
yeah,
cunt. Just, I get it from everyone's perspective.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But then this happens and I'm like,
fuck them.
Fuck both of you. Fuck landlords, fuck fucking
real estate agents,
you greedy motherfuckers. And it's crazy, man.
When I came today, because we helped move it, you know, house yesterday, because you helped me out, which I fucking loved. But I never see you angry. And I was like, oh, he's got some fire in the belly today. And then you told me, I was like, because normally nothing phases you. You could be like, Nick, honestly, half this house is on fire for 6 months a year.
Yeah,
you'd be like, yeah, I'll close the door, whatever. And I was like, oh, he's pissed off.
Yeah, because my wife worked so hard to try and get this place.
Yeah.
We were looking for ages, and then she got it. Move in, and then there's something that's fucked.
It's and it's insane. Not like, oh, we just got to repatch the wall. It's like, we need to lift the house
we
up.
We have to lift the house up. It's crazy, man. It's really funny, because there's a hornet's nest outside, right?
Yeah.
So my wife wrote an email saying, this is before about this, before this, the house stumping thing. She goes, hey, there's a hornet's nest outside. And they go, hey, look, it was so funny, the email. The real estate agent's like, look, if you don't mind, it costs like $400 to send a pest control person out. If you don't mind, spray it at night with Mortine while they're asleep and just give it a bash, you know? And I was like, it was just such a funny thing to write in an email. You know what I mean? Just
give it a bash,
you know? And I was like, that's fine. I've done that before. I'm not going to be a fucking whinger, you know? It's just like, yeah, the house is sinking. do you mind just like not having people in it, you know?
Is that what they said?
No. That's what I'm saying. Like, hey, how about you give the house a bash with a crane? Why didn't you give it a bash to just let us know?
Yeah, just
give it a bash to let us know that our house is sinking.
Can you quickly get rid of that hornet's nest, because the extra weight on the front of the house is going to make it sink?
Yeah.
And also, can you not stand in the front room if possible? Can you kind of lie flat so it's across multiple stumps?
Dude, man. Fucking insane. So next episode, Brett, we're going to research this dude.
Yes.
Now, also, Brett, we've got to talk about big deal. This Sunday.
This Sunday.
7 o'clock.
I'm so excited. This Sunday, The Wrong Way Around comes out. It's 3 days away, 2 days away, whatever it is. This is going to come out Friday morning because we've had a hectic week. I'm pumped.
Dude, it's going to be great. You and I had KFC in Ballin. Now, Brett, KFC can take it or leave it sometimes. Sometimes you can get a really dry one. No good.
No good.
You know? This one at Ballin was fucking great. It was
one of the
KFC.
Best KFCs I've ever had.
Does anyone know anyone that works at KFC that can give us free KFC?
I think if they did, they would have asked for themselves many a time.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, but come on. Someone knows someone in marketing that can get fucking KFC to
guys,
us.
Guys, if you want to get upwards of 2,000 FAP... Actually, that's not a bad marketing.
It's
campaign.
A fucking
yeah,
great
nah,
market, man.
Here. You've got me here.
What if we go to Fried and Tasty? In Brunswick, that chicken place.
Ooh.
What if we... Does anyone know anyone at Fried and Tasty?
No.
Or
but
a fried chicken shop
that
can get us fried chicken before Sunday. Do you have a mate that's got a fried chicken shop?
So our idea is...
Yeah.
Because we love fried chicken and champagne. So Sunday, we're going to be watching it. We're going to be in the YouTube comments when you guys are. 7 p.m. Melbourne time, it drops. Benny's going to be there, our editor. I think Jake Simpson's going to be there. It's going to be sick. We're going to have heaps of KFC, heaps of champagne, and we hope you guys do the same. If you send us a good photo, whoever's got the most KFC and the best setup, could be a fire pit, could be a motorbike in the lounge room, could be, I don't know, whatever the fuck it is, whoever's got the coolest setup, what are we going to do, Nick?
Mate, we are going to give you, like, that photo we are going to put in the third episode.
Third episode.
The third episode credits.
So what we're going to do is whoever's got the best setup, for no reason, we're going to, whatever photo you send is going to be in the third episode.
Did you say, what are we going to do, Nick, because you forgot?
Yes. But now I remember, because I thought it'd be funny, what we do, whoever's doing it, like, say it's like fucking Steve Jobs or whatever, and but it'd be funny just to do their photo with an RIP.
RIP.
At the end. Rest in peace. Yeah. So
perfect.
Take a photo. Could be a fire pit. Could be a motorbike in the lounge room. You could be doing a burnout. You could be watching it in an EB Falcon on a laptop while eating KFC and champagne. Whoever has the craziest setup will be in the third episode.
Yes. Yes. So make sure you do that. Tag us in it. Hashtag the wrong way around.
Yeah.
Fucking...
And get in the comments as well. More comments you have, we'll be in there firing. And I've decided, last time my comedy special, I was doing shots of vodka.
Mm.
Guess what I found? Mm. You know that fucking weird Vietnamese drink that they love? Is it not sake? It's fucking...
Oh, right.
I found a bottle of that.
Oh, my God.
So we're going to be doing that. It's awful. It smells like two-stroke.
Also, it doesn't have to be KFC fried chicken. Help out the little guys.
Yeah.
If there's a fried chicken place, tag that chicken shop in.
Yeah.
Whatever, because as Brett and I found out, I told him the story about Dave Grohl sculling champagne after eating KFC, and it went really well together.
Yep.
And you did it for me when I had cancer. You fucking got me some KFC and some champagne, and we had it together. And
it gave me diarrhea.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, really bad.
Bubbles. Did it give you diarrhea when I got it for you after your breakup?
No, that was good that time. So that's what I said. It's got a 50-50.
50-50. Because you got to get the fat and the fizz together.
Yeah. Either it works, does something cool, or it makes you have diarrhea.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And send us your diarrhea. Send us a photo of your diarrhea.
Yeah, but yeah, make sure you do that. Let us know. It's going to be a big party. So fucking get in on it.
Man,
you know,
we're
7 o'clock Sunday.
7 o'clock Sunday. We're going to be at my house. It's going to be like... unlimited chicken. There's going to be champagne. None of you cunts are invited. I don't want any of you weirdos in my house. But, man, it's going to be
VIP package. VIP. If you send Brett a nice message or if you send us enough money, you can come.
You can come.
You can come. Yeah. But let us know. Let us know if your mate, if your mate's got a chicken shop around the Brunswick area or around the Melbourne area that does fried chicken. We only want fried chicken.
Only fried chicken.
We don't want roast chicken or whatever. We want fried chicken with the thick skin like KFC.
Yeah.
Let us know. We'll fucking shout them out.
Done.
We will shout them out.
All right, legends. That has been another Ripper episode. Make sure if you're not on the Patreon, we've been a bit slow this week because this month because there's been a fair bit happening.
Oh, yeah. And Brett, I thought I lost the footage of us driving to Warrnambool drinking beers, but I've found it.
Oh.
On an SD card.
So you're going to put that on the
Patreon? So I'm going to put that on the Patreon.
Oh, great. I've got a new Patreon episode that'll be coming out this month as well. It's me and my mates in Perth getting maggot.
Fuck, that'll be crazy.
It actually wasn't. Nah, it was pretty sick. All right, legends, jump onto the Patreon. Make sure you go onto our YouTube channel. Subscribe if you haven't already. Click that.
Please subscribe. There's so many of you guys that listen to this.
Yeah.
And we only have 300 subscribers on our YouTube.
No sense.
Yeah, so please... please
create an account, subscribe, watch with us on Sunday. We fucking love you. Until next time, keep it flat. Shtick. Oh, yeah, don't forget Brew Dudes Melbourne. Buy tickets to that.
Oh,
keep
Brew Dudes Melbourne. I think I've got a good beer on board.
Oh.
Also, we forgot to say big thank you, Brett.
Yeah.
Big thank you to Kangaroo Island.
Oh. Beer. The Kings at Kangaroo.
So good. And Pirate Life.
And Pirate Life.
And Pirate Life for helping us out in Adelaide. Both Brew Dude show, so fun. Thank you guys so much for coming out. A lot of people are saying it's the best show yet. So let's get
us because we were drunk, but yeah.
Yeah.
Nah, it actually is good. Come to Melbourne. Come check it out. Apparently, we're already selling probably one of the best shows at the Coopers. We're selling the most already.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Tim said you got insane sales. So that's a good sign, guys. So there's not going to be many
Make
tickets
sure
left.
You get into that. Sorry, mate.
You go see
there was
meet
one thing else I had to say.
Don't forget
Kangaroo
to see.
Island. Oh, yeah, there's my solo, Meat Oblong. Make sure you see that in Melbourne. And, there's one other thing.
What?
You and I, speaking of Kangaroo Island, we're talking to our mate Sammy, who's from Corn.
Yes.
In South Australia, and you want to go there, tell us about some good routes in South Australia, because, Brett, I'm thinking the next wrong way around, South Australia.
I couldn't agree more. Yeah. I love Corn. I want to go to Corn, and I want to do Kangaroo Island. So if you know any great off-roaded parks around there or tracks, let us know. We don't care. But logistically, we're just a week. We got maybe 7 days straight.
All I know is we got to do a gig in Kangaroo Island.
Oh, yeah. And we've got to do a gig in Corn.
Oh, yeah.
Have we already committed to doing gigs again? Fuck.
This
hell.
Is great.
Fuck this. I hate
this.
But guys, if you could get around that first episode, it just fucking makes us look more pro for the next episode. And yeah, we fucking love you guys. Until next time.
Keep it flat. Stick.